This is a Bekiyas recording for Maseches Megillah Daf Yud Amid Beis. We're beginning the large Agadatha section that analyzes different parts of the Megillah and other such passages in Tanakh. So we're beginning by Hibi Me'ah Hashverosh. The first pasuk of the Megillah is, it was in the days of Achashverosh. Amar Rav Levi, Bitema Rav Yonasan. Levi and maybe Rav Yonasan said, Damar Zeh Mesoras B'yadeinu Me'anshei Kasagdola. We have a tradition all the way back to the Anshei Kasagdola. Kol Makom Shenemar Vayhi. The term vaihi, it's short for vaihi, meaning like woe is it. It's a lashon of tsar. Vaihi b'mei Achashverosh, hava Haman. So vaihi b'mei Achashverosh is an easy one, that tsar of Haman is coming up. Vaihi b'mei Shvot HaShoftim, at the beginning of Sefer Shoftim, it says vaihi also, hava Rav, there was a famine. Vaihi ki hechel adam larov. Right, Vayar Hashem ki rabas ra'as adam. Then it's similar when people in Parshas, the end of Parshas Bereishis, that people started multiplying across the land, and God basically saw how bad people were, and it was, you know, it was time to destroy the world. So also Lashon Tsar, Vayhi, this is by the door, in the end of Parshas Noach, by the door of Vloga, Vayhi b'nas'am mikedem, Vayim tzu'u, he's skipping the Gemara, skips the rest of the pasuk, and we say, Havanim lanu ir, let's go build a city. Similarly, by the war of the four and the five kings, by Hebe Ma'am Raphael, Asu Mochama, by Hebe Yos Yoshua, Biricho, Bacharbo Shlufa Biado, right? So this is the story. We actually quoted these psukim earlier where Yehoshua is met by the Malach of Hashem, who has a sword drawn in his hand because he was angry at Yehoshua that they weren't Osik Torah. Continuing on, in Sefer Yehoshua, Vayhi Hashem Es Yehoshua, Vayima'alu b'nei Yisrael, right? So it says that Hashem was with Yehoshua, Vayima'alu b'nei Yisrael. The Jewish people trespassed, they did something wrong. Then we have, continuing in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, Vayhi ish echad min Ramatzayim, right? It is referring to Elkanah, that there was a man from Ramatzayim Tzofim. So what, when he went up to the Mishkan, so it says, Ki eschana ahav, Hashem sagar rachma. His wife Chana, he loved her very much, but Hashem had not given her any children. So that's the tsar for Vayhi. Vayhi, similarly, it says by Shmuel, when his children did not follow in his way, he says Lashon Vayhi, and Vayhi David L'chol D'Rachav Maskil Vashem Imo. So it says that David had great success, and Hashem was with him in everything that he did. Vayhi Shaul, I forgot how to pronounce that word. Avinas David Vayhi Ki Yashav Avinas David. So what happened that Shaul was staring at David. He was angry. He was jealous of him. So you see also Lashon Vayhi. So Vayhi Ki Yashav HaMelech Beveso. And when David HaMelech was in his house, Rakata Lo Sivna Abayis, when he was talking to Hashem. So what did Hashem say back to him? Yes, there will be a Beis HaMikdash, but you're not going to be the one to build it. So these are all tsaros that are associated with the word Vayhi. So then, now the Gemara is going to ask Akasha to say, wait a second, V'haksiv Vayhi Bayom HaShemini. Right, and it was on the eighth day. This is in Parshish, the beginning of Parshish Shmini. But the Tanya also ayom ha'isa simcha lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu ki yom shenivru bo shemayim ba'aretz. This day was as great a joy as the day that heaven and earth were created. Ksiv ha'cha vayhi bayom ha'shmini, because it says vayhi bayom ha'shmini. Ksiv ha'asam vayhi vayir vayhi boker yom echot. Right, so it says by shemayim ba'aretz vayhi yir vayhi boker. So we see that it was a good day. So why would you say vayhi by Parsha Shmini, that the eighth day of the Miluim was the day that the Mishkan was finished? So it was a very positive thing. So my answer is no. Hashkiv Nadav Aviyu. That was the day that Nadav and Aviyu died. So it's the sad part. I v'haksiv vayhi v'shmonim shana v'arba meos shana. Right? It says that it was 480th year. This is in Sefer Malachim, when it comes to the time of the building of Beis HaMikdash, v'haksiv ahi kasher ra'a Yaakov es Rachel, right, it also says that when Yaakov saw Rachel, and he was very happy to see her, and he ran over to her, and he kissed her, right, v'haksiv, and it also says, v'hi ha'ravai bo'kim l'chad, so go back to the original time where it says v'hi, v'hika, right, Shani Vaika Shlishi Vaika Tuva, and not just that, but it says by every single one of the days of creation, and it says many, many times in the Torah, Vaihi, and it's a positive thing. So what is going on over here? So Amar Rav Ashi, no, Kol Vaihi, Ika Hachi Vika Hachi. Now the word Vaihi can be translated in either direction. Vaihi Bimei, Eino El Lashon Tsar. So what does it mean when we say that Vaihi is Lashon Tsar? It's Dafka referring to Vaihi Bimei. Shchamisha vayhi bimei havu. There's five times in the Megillah that it says vayhi bimei. Vayhi bimei Achashverosh, I'm sorry, not five times in the Megillah, five times in Nach. Vayhi bimei Shvod HaShoftim. Vayhi bimei Amraphel. That's in Parshas Lech Lecha. Vayhi bimei Achaz. Right. That's in Navi Yishayo. It says it wasn't the days of Achaz, and it wasn't the days Vayhi bimei Yehoyakim. Those are only five times in the entire Tanakh. It says Vayhi bimei. So those five times that were dafka negative. Regular Vayhi could be negative, could be positive. Fine. I'm Reb Levi. Davar zeh mesoras biyadin amyavaseinu amotz va'amtzei. So it says that the father of Yishayo ben Amotz and Amtsaya was the king. They were brothers. So Yishayo was the nephew of the king. So we have this Mesorah. So once we were talking about other Mesorahs, we have a Mesorah about this also. So what does this come to teach us? So it's that like that statement of Rabbi Shimon Levi says in the name of Rabbi Yonasan. Kol Kala. Any time that a kala is very modest when she is in her father-in-law's home, zocha v'yotzen mimena melachim v'nevi'im. She is zocha to have children who will be kings and prophets. So we see that it was in the zechus. I mean, the fact that they were brothers was in the zechus of their righteous mother, who was extremely modest, and therefore she was zocha to have come from her one king and the father of a navi. So Minalan, how do we know that this is true? Mitamar, we learned this from Tamar. That was last week's parsha, 2 weeks ago's parsha. Dichsiv vayira Yehuda vayachshav elazona ki kisasa fanel. Right, so it says Yehuda saw her and he thought she was a zona because she covered her face. Mishum kisasa fanel vayachshav elazona. That doesn't make sense necessarily in the context. Why should the fact that she covered her face make him think that she's a zona? So it's not that, you know, unless you say that Pashim Shad is that they thought that a woman who covers her face is a zona. Maybe that was the common practice in those days, but for all times, it sounds a little counterintuitive. A zona would want to be more paritz, not more tsanua. So it says, Ella mishom, the kiss is up on him, the vase chamel, the lo havi yadala, zachsa v'yatzimimena omalachim, because she was so modest, she even covered her face when she was living in her father-in-law's house. Yehuda was her father-in-law, and he really didn't know what she looked like, and therefore, she was so modest, she was zocha to be the mother of the king, the Jewish kings, as well as Nevi'im. Malachim, where'd she come to be the mother of Jewish kings? That's an easy one from David HaMelech. Nevi'im, how do we know that she was the mother of prophets? Amar Rav Levi, Masoras B'Yadin, Yavosein, Amotz V'Amtzia, Achim Hayu, Uksiv, Chazo Yishayo, Ben Amotz. Right, so we know Yishayo was a great Navi, and he was the vision of Yishayo Ben Amotz. So Yishayo was the Navi, and Malchus Beis David was you know, the kings, so therefore she was the mother of everything. But Amar Rabbi Levi, and Levi says, "Davar zeh mesoras biyadin amyavaseinu makom aron eino min hamida." So we have another mesorah. Once we're quoting a lot of other mesorahs from Rabbi Levi, so we say the makom of the aron kodesh did not count in the measurements of the kodesh hakodesh. It didn't take up any space in the classic sense of laws of physics. Tanya Amiyachi, we have a brayso which supports this. Aron she'asa Moshe yeshla eser amos l'chol ruach. The aron kodesh that Moshe Rabbeinu made, what took up 10 amos in every direction. Uksiv vilifnei hadavir esrim ama orech. Uksiv kanafa kruva echad eser amos. With kanafa kruva echad eser amos. Aron gufe hecha havakoi. So we're basically saying if you add up the measurements that are in the navi, and it says the dvir, which is the navi's word for the kodesh hakadoshim. So basically the kruvim and the actual space don't match up if you include the Aron Kodesh. So we see from here that the Aron actually was a miracle. It defied the laws of physics. It didn't officially take up any space. Rav Yonasan pasach la pischa lahai parsha mehach. So Rav Yonasan, when he would start off his shir on Megillas Esther, he would quote the following Psukim. Bekamti aleihem v'gomer v'chrati lebavel sham. So he says, I'm going to get up against them and I'm going to cut off I'm going to cut off from Bavel a name, the share, and some memory, a remnant from so v'nin v'neched ne'um Hashem and grandchildren. So says Hashem. Shem ze haksav she'er ze lashon nin ze malchus v'neched ze zuvashti. So each one of these things are referring to things that will be cut from, they will be taken with, you know, there'll be remnants of the Malchus of Babel, of Nebuchadnezzar's Malchus. So the thing that's relevant to us, we'll go through each one. All right. So he says, shame is the ksav, the lettering, the way we write letters. We got, you know, partially we got from Babel. Sher is the lashon. We got, you know, the language of Babel, the Aramaic. Min the Malchus, right? So we got Malchus Babel, that came, you know, that was part of ruling. But Nechaz of Vashti, and Vashti was the remnant of the Malchus of Netzer, because she was the, we'll see the whole discussion in terms of the lineage of Belshazzar. So Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Pasach Lapiska Bahai Parsha Samihacha, and Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani, when he would start teaching Belshazzar, he would quote from here. Tachas Hanatzutz Yale Verosh, right? Instead of thorns, there will be a barosh, a cypress. The tachas ha-sirpa yaleh hadas. And instead of sirpa, like some other kind of thorn bush, there will be a hadas, a myrtle branch, like good smelling stuff. Tachas ha-natzutz, instead of the natzutz, tachas haman ha-rasha, sh'asa atzma v'dizara, yichsiv v'chol ha-natzutzim, v'chol ha-halulim, Yaleh Verosh, meaning instead of Haman, who made himself an Avodah Zarah, and then we quote words from the Pasuk to prove that this refers to Avodah Zarah, Yaleh Verosh, there'll be a Verosh, instead there'll be a cypress. What's the cypress? Ze Mordechai, Shenikwa Rosh, L'chol HaBesam. So Mordechai was referred to as the Rosh of Obesam. So instead of Haman, we will have Mordechai. Shenem, Avata, Kachlecha, Besamim, Rosh, Mordror, Metargaminon, Mari Bet, Dechi, Tachas HaSirpa, oh, sorry, stop, Mari Dechi, fine. So that was referring to Mordechai. And tachas ha-sirpad, right? What is it? Instead of the sirpad, instead of this other thorn bush, tachas vashti ha-risha'a bas b'no, shel Nebuchadnezzar ha-rasha. That's what mentioned. Her lineage is from Nebuchadnezzar through Belshazzar. She was the granddaughter of the Russian Nebuchadnezzar. So instead of her, continuing, shesaraf refidas beis Hashem, he burnt down the ceiling of the house of Hashem. Dechsev, refidaso zahav yale hodas. Right, and instead there will be the myrtle hadas zu Esther at tzadikah shenikras hadasah. Right, that's Esther, the righteous woman who was called, you know, her real name in the Megillah is Hadasah. Shenemar vayhi omenes hadasah. And Mordechai was taking care of Hadasah, and then it says he Esther basledo. Hadasah is Esther, and then just finishing up the pasuk, vahayala Hashem l'shem. Right, and then Hashem will be for a name, meaning that Hashem will be made great out of this. Zu Mikra Megillah, that's referring to Mikra Megillah, the mitzvah where we talk about Hashem's miracle that saved us, that makes that we make a name out of this incident of Haman and Mordechai, Vashti and Esther. Lo Osolam Lo Yikares, it'll be an everlasting sign, it'll not be cut off. Eli Mea Purim, right, that's referring to the everlasting holiday of Purim. Fine. That is how he used the darshan to begin. Rabbi Shuben Levi, Pasach Lola when he used to learn Megillas Esther, he would start from the following. Okay, so this is, I have to confess, this is my least favorite pasuk in the Torah. Just the pashup shot of this pasuk is terribly scary, right? It's a little sad as well. It says at the end of the Tochacha in Parshas Kisavo that just as Hashem rejoiced upon you to do good for you, so too he will rejoice to do bad for you. I can't wrap my head around the vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoicing to do bad to us. It's too hard for me to understand. So how does he darshan this? Michad HaKadosh Baruch Hu mapalas and shel Rishayim. What? Does God rejoice at the downfall of Rishayim? V'haksiv, doesn't it say in the Pasuk V'tseisa lifnei ha-chalutz, right? When you went out before the changing of the guard, V'omrim, hodu Lashem ki le'olam chasto. And they say, you know, give thanks to Hashem for he's always doing chesed. So what is this referring to? This is when Yehoshaphat went against the Moab. This is from Pesukim Divrei Hayamim. Am Rav Yochanan mipnei ma lo ne'amar ki tov v'hodah. Why does it say hodu Hashem ki lo'olam chesed? Why does it say hodu Hashem ki tov? So he says v'hodah zu lefi she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu sameach ma'apalasan shel Rishayim. Because God does not rejoice in the downfall of Rishayim. So if God doesn't rejoice in the downfall of Rishayim, so that was talking about a Jewish king going to war against a warring faction, a warring nation. So how could it be that Hashem is going to rejoice in punishing the Jewish people? What does it mean that neither one came close to each other at night? This is during Makas Koshech, Bikshu Malachi Asheris Lomar Shira, because the Malachi Asheris wanted to sing praise to Hashem as he was, this is not during Makos Chodesh, I'm sorry, that was referring to by Kriyas Yam Suf. So he says the Malachi Asheris wanted to sing Shira. And Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Masayah de Tovin Bayam, Vatema Mashira. What? My children, my creations, the Egyptians are my creations, are my children, and they're dying, and you're going to sing Shira? Yes, they got what they deserve, but we don't have to be happy about it. So therefore, how could it be that Hashem is going to rejoice over punishing the Jewish people? So Amar Abelazar, who ain't osas? He is not going to rejoice. Aval acherim mesis, but he does make others rejoice. Meaning, and if you read, that's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Pasuk as well, in his Perush on Chumash, that just as the Kodesh Baruch Hu rejoiced doing good, so too he's going to be king yasis, right? He will be mesis others, he will have others rejoice. V'deikanami, he'll be medayik as such, v'chsev kain yasis, v'lo kain yasus. Shmamina. It says he will make others rejoice, meaning our enemies will rejoice as they're harming us, but Hashem himself, God forbid, he will not rejoice at our downfall. Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, Pasuk Lo, L'Hai Parsha, Semehachai. When he would learn Megillas Esther, he would start with the following quotation from the Pasuk. L'Adam Shetov L'Fanav, Nasan Chachma V'Das V'Simcha. Right, so it says by Koheles, appropriate for Shlomo HaMelech, for a person who is good in the eyes, in front of Hashem, a person who is good in the eyes of God, he gave him wisdom and knowledge and happiness. Zeh Mordechai Atzadik. That's referring to Mordechai, right? Shlomo wasn't talking about himself. He was talking about Mordechai Atzadik. Ulechote nasan inyan le'esof lichnos, right? And the sinner, he gave him an idea, or he gave him a job to gather and accumulate things. Zeh Haman. That's referring to Haman. Laseis letov lifnei Elokim. Give to whoever is good in front of God. Zeh Mordechai v'Esther, dechsev v'tasam Esther es Mordechai al beis Haman. That's talking about the incident where Esther put Mordechai in Haman's house. Should we do one more? Yeah, Rabba bar Ofren, Pasach l'Hipar, l'hai parsha samihacha. When he would learn the Megillas Esther, he would start from this pasuk. V'samti kisa'i be'ilam, v'avadati mesham melech v'sarim. Right, so he says, I'm going to place my house in Elam, and I'm going to destroy there. Right, that's referring to Babel, I believe. And I'm going to destroy from there kings and princes. Melech zu Vashti, the Sarim zu Haman. Right, the king is referring to Vashti; she was a queen, and the princes, that's referring to Haman, who was going to be Vasaris Banav and his 10 sons. Okay, that we'll leave it over here. There's much more coming up in the Agadatas of the first parak in Maseches Megillah.